You're listening to SBS News.
It's become the new normal. For adults, handshakes, kisses and high fives are out. But in Switzerland, cuddles with grandchildren are now in. The nation has changed its official health advice, declaring hugs with kids under 10 are officially safe, provided they're kept brief and grandparents aren't left to babysit. The Swiss Health Ministry's infectious disease chief, Dr. Daniel Koch, is convinced children pose no threat, even to society's most vulnerable.
It is a fact that children practically don't get infected, and above all, that they don't pass on the virus. That's why children are no danger, not even to people at high risk or to their grandparents.
It's an issue also being investigated by the World Health Organization. One of the agency's senior officials, Dr. Maria van Kerkhove, says while more research is needed, data already suggests children with COVID-19 might be far less infectious than adults.
We do know from some household transmission studies where you follow household members very carefully over a period of time and you test them, that we've seen transmission from adults to children, and we have also seen transmission to a much lesser extent from children to adults.
Dr. Michael Ryan, the World Health Organization's executive director, says this could be because children are affected differently and in many cases don't develop symptoms.
I think we also need to look with children, and if children are getting infected without developing clinical disease, they may also be less infectious if they're not coughing and hacking and sneezing, and we need to look at how people are infected, because we're sometimes making assumptions that because someone is asymptomatic, they're probably spreading all of the disease. Well, it may not be the case.
Here in Australia, health advice remains the same. All people over 70 are encouraged to self-isolate. For people with chronic health conditions, it's 65. And for Indigenous Australians, it's 50. Advice on visitors varies state by state. But in all instances, social distancing should be observed. That makes cuddles out of the question. Ian Yates from the Council of the Aging says for many older Australians, being isolated from their grandchildren takes a huge emotional toll.
For grandparents, being separated from their grandchildren is one of the biggest challenges of this period. And indeed, that's often the case the other way around between the grandchildren and the grandparents. It's one of the most frustrating parts of this physical distancing.
There's also concern around mixed messages for older Australians, with many confused about what is and isn't safe.
It's a real challenge for grandparents to be confident about what to do, because they're being told how vulnerable they are. And indeed, for grandchildren and their parents, it's a real dilemma for them, because they want to have the contact, but they don't want to be the person who infected their grandparent. Our advice has been to be cautious be aware of all of the risks and the social distancing and hygiene requirements, but to err on the side of caution. But I think to get some clinical guidance on this would be very helpful for everybody.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.